This is the Love Jones Show. The Love Jones Show. The Love Jones Show. Hosted by Shawil. That's right, every Wednesday night, right here on Excitement Radio.
That's right. This is the Love Jones Show. So right now, we're going to play the Love Jones questionnaire. This beautiful glass is brought to you by the fifth annual Love Jones R&B Live dinner party will be coming up Saturday, February 12th in 2022. Right now, we have our early bird tickets on sale right now. You get a 3-course dinner, a gift bag, a complimentary drink, and live entertainment. And of course, Shawil and DJ Ben Hop will be in the room that night. But this glass is brought to you by the first annual of the Love Jones Live R&B dinner party. So yes, this is my great fossil for my show, because right now we're going on our fifth annual. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate that. I can't believe it. Every day I think about it, and we should. I'm so grateful. I like to surround myself with people. I like to have people on my show that are doing something out here. They don't necessarily have to be in the entertainment business, but I like to see people who are thriving, you know, and you're consistent. And, you know, I follow you two ladies, and from the moment I met you, you've been very consistent. So for me, it's important to have people like that on my show, because if not, then I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
That's when the flakes come out, right?
Yeah. So we have these cute little pink notes.
So we're going to pull this cute.
Pick it up, and then you ask someone a question. Be careful, because some of them could be naughty.
Ooh, my favorite.
Oh, for real? Nah, no. I need to invite you to the sex show.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You don't know this?
Oh, girl!
How do you not know this? How do you not know this?
Where have you been all my life?
Right here, baby. I'm right here. This is the most clothes you'll ever see me in.
Okay, I like that. Who are you going to ask that question to?
Ooh, it's one of you two, correct?
Or it could just be her. Yeah, it's just gonna be her. Mama, she did it.
All right, I'll go with Flo. I'll take the hot seat off of you. Okay. So Flo, if you could evict a person or pain from your heart, who or what would it be?
Evict a person or pain from our heart?
It's not naughty.
It's not unless you want to share some naughty moments.
We should have switched.
pain in person.
And or. You don't have to do both. Who you want to get rid of? Or what?
Or pain.
I'm giving this a lot of thought here. Let me see. Because I don't hold anybody in my heart. So, I mean, like, you know, like, okay. Ill will, you know,
that's
type of thing.
Good, girl.
So, it's not like.
That's good.
So, let me see. Pain. Let me go to pain. Now, I guess, you know, doing, like, inner work, you know, evolving in inner work. So, I guess in terms of, like, continuing to, like, show up in my light. I guess, just giving me, you know, like, give me more prop. I guess giving me more, I guess the pain of not celebrating myself, I guess. I don't know, like, if that makes sense. In terms of, like, shining more, walking more in my journey, my light, being who more I was called to be.
Okay.
You know? She's just too positive, this one. Yeah. She's so positive, she can't even think of a negative. Yeah. No, it's good.
Yeah.
She's already, she's evicted everyone. Nobody lives there.
I'm thinking that too, because now she's like, it's more about her, which is good. That means you're in a good place.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, sister.
I am in a good place. Thank you.
Bow, 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 bow.
Sing the mic now.
She came in here with that money pan, said everything.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to pay the piper today.
Yeah. Time to get paid and paid.
I love that.
So question is, is oral sex mandatory during sex? Why or why not?
Absolutely. Why is this a question? Oral sex? See. Mandatory. Mandatory.
For you to get it or for you to give it? Or is both ways?
Listen, for... I'm speaking for me personally, because that's what the question is asked. However, I'm a giver, so I don't mind going both ways if that's what my partner also needs to get warmed up or feel close or whatever. I just know for me, like, granted, yeah, take me to Pound Town for a quickie. I'm fine for that. It's good. It's all appropriate. But if I'm going to get, like, what's my preferred lovemaking session? Yeah. Go down in town and eat it like a vulture. I mean, come on. That's the point. Missy said it right.
You throw a Missy line.
Hey! But, like, seriously, like, it's more, okay, on a serious note, it's giving something to somebody else that's just for them. And some during that, it causes a different kind of connection with your, with the person you're with.
Yes. You know? You get a love zone.
So let me ask you, what if you happen to be with someone that doesn't like to provide, or is it?
I mean, won't be with him.
Yeah, it's a one and done.
I can already see that.
It's a one and done.
It's not happening.
It's not happening.
Mm-mm.
It's a one. You really, really like him. It's just the only thing.
If I really, really... Okay, so...
Let's get real. If she like him, he gonna do what she wants.
If I really like him, that means he really likes me.
And he gonna do what she wants. In which
case, he wants to please me. And just like, I want to please him. It's two-way street, but it's just like, you know.
You're alpha.
Ooh.
And don't even realize it. But you do it naturally. Hey. It's more like, it's okay, it's fine. He's like, oh, shit, she gonna find somebody else. Uh-uh. We gotta get it together. No.
But it's also about, like, I take care of myself. I make sure it's a nice, good plate that they are licking clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I do my job, so therefore, why don't you like it? Because for those who don't know, I'm bisexual. I understand what it is like to go down on a woman. And therefore, there's nothing unpleasant about going down on a woman unless her hygiene isn't on point. So if your hygiene's on point, there really is no reason for you to not want to do that if you like the person. Unless you're just selfish or lazy. Because, yes, it is. There's some effort and technique, but it's really communication.
Or maybe it's just a bad day.
It could just be a bad day, but
what,
like, if you
just
know
don't
you're,
like it, I just know people who just don't like oral sex, receiving it or giving it.
No, but that's different. If you don't like to receive it
and you don't want to give it, then that's fine. Yeah. But if you want to get it and you don't want to give it to someone, and I've came across someone like that before in the past, and I'm like, that's weird. Like, what are you doing? Like,
to me, it says like you're not in touch with your body. Or you're not comfortable with your body. You're not comfortable being vulnerable.
No.
You're not, you know, like, you don't want, and to me, I'm super open book. I want, you know, see me in every crevice and every light. I don't care. Oh, lights on. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the person I'm getting down with should be on that same page with me. And I agree. Be patient with you to get there if that's something you are open to getting there. Like, not everyone's like right there to begin with. But if you're closed and you're uncomfortable, that's fine. There's plenty of you out there. Go find another one. It ain't here. You know?
That part.
I agree. I like that. That's good. Is it my turn to pick up a question? Sorry.
You never got the hot seat, though. We're going to have to do another question to hit you.
Oh, this is good. I'm going to ask you,
what's a
non-negotiable in your life?
Oral sex. non-negotiable. Okay, I'm just going to do the first thing that comes off the top of my head. And it's someone who's like not taking responsibility for themselves or their actions. Like, it's as I get old, accountability, like, I just have no patience for that anymore. Like, I can tolerate, I have a heavy threshold for tolerance, and I'm cool with it. If you're honest with me and upfront, not a lot bothers me. But if you're being like two-faced or just not real or truthful with yourself, and you try to make excuses and put it on other people, I don't have time for that energy at all. Like, it gets you nowhere.
Nice.
It gets me nowhere.
Right.
I don't want none of them.
And what about you? What do you say, Flo?
That's a good one, accountability. Not I would say in terms of like aggressive, like overly aggressive, like
oof, you know, turn like, off, instant turn off for me, girl. I'm gonna agree with you.
You know, I don't like that. Somebody who can't manage their emotions. Ugh. And granted, you know, we have our moments, but somebody like you say, that's either. I mean, there is no, you know, physical abuse. Let's not put this out in the open here, you know, because that's an automatic
fucking fold a motherfucker.
You know, excuse so me. It'll be those type, you know, that space, because we're not doing that.
No.
ever.com.
Right. I gotta find a dirty one for sure.
Look at you.
Are you filthy?
You can't be going through the cups. See, no, when you're dating,
that's not dirty.
When you're dating, you can't do that with men.
Why not?
See, I knew she was a tough cookie.
Come on. All right, one more shot. And then if it's not dirty, you can just pick whichever hand. Let's see. Okay, it's dirty enough. Shay, would you rather...
Who are you asking?
You.
Oh, I'm obviously. Shy.
Shy.
That's what I said.
Come on, girl. Shy, shy, shy.
Okay.
But isn't it spelled like Shay? No? I know you probably had this your whole life. You hate me.
I've had people record radio drops and say, you're tuning in with Shay Will on Love Jones. And I'd be like, sir, you got to record that over.
I get Allie all the time. Everyone calls me Allie. I think it's because my last name is Ballin. So it's like
Allie
Ballin. But because it's Abby Ballin. So then people always say Allie because they see the double L and they just read it like that. So listen, shy. Sorry.
Abby.
Like the group, like, you know, the group shy.
We're going to go around and just.
Abby.
Shy. Yeah. All right. Way to fuck up the host of the show. This name. This is. Rewind. All right. Shy. Would you rather have an unattractive man with good sex or an attractive man with average sex? I kind of think I already know the answer.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
My body's telling me no.
Oh, that's a tough one.
More like my mind is telling me no. But my body's telling me yeah. Baby.
It's a hard question, though.
Listen, okay. Like... It depends what you consider unattractive. Because someone could be ugly, but they could still be very attractive looking.
Charismatic, yeah.
If you're having it's good more like sex they, with them, I'm assuming they got something
right,
charismatic
it's maybe
going on.
Their character that I like about them. Like, I want somebody that's a man. Like, like, you know, we all want that. Be that man 24 hours, too. You know, inside the bed, outside the bedroom. But unattractive, it depends what's unattractive because
I guess to you.
I get turned off really easily too. So it's like, damn, what can be unattractive to me that I am considering to be next to? See, fingernails got to be on point. Can't have bad teeth. Can't have bad breath. Can't be overly hairy. See, don't ask me this question. Ask Flo.
Yeah, all right, listen,
let me think about it.
When I read this, I was answering for you. You would rather attractive with average sex. It's just the vibe. It's the vibe.
Really?
It's the vibe.
I would rather attractive with average sex?
I think so. I think if you're being honest with yourself, because I think at the end of the day... I think in the end of the day, you could like fantasize and get on board just because they're hot.
If they're teachable and coachable, I guess. Depends. I mean, it's
it also says average sex. It didn't say bad sex.
Okay, that's not bad. I can pretend he's Leonardo DiCaprio.
I just feel like you have enough imagination that you could like you could carry through.
Or maybe Morris Chestnut or somebody. I could fantasize about somebody else, but don't tell my future husband.
All right, and you hit me twice, so I'm hitting you again.
What?
What compliment do you think you hear the most?
Well, it wasn't a compliment to me, but I got tired of hearing it. But I didn't even know it exists. It was my headlights. I had no idea. you know, that.
I mean, they're, oh my God. They're, I was going to say, it's got to be the titty tatas.
I didn't know they were that big until people told me. Until I saw videos, pictures, because I'm like, you got to remember, from right here, they just look standard. But when I see pictures, I'm like, yo, those are huge. Mm. Or when I'm going to buy a bra, I'm like, the lady's like, oh, you've been wearing the wrong size bra. I'm like, well, wonder I thought that they were always small. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
No, it's definitely, it's an automatic, it's going to be your chest.
Oh, my God.
It's like, you meet the chest first, and then you meet Shy.
God. Shout out to all my big headlight girls. Where y'all at? That's all good. Y'all can take that question around the room.
Compliments you hear the most. You start. I've been talking too much.
Either my eyes you or good. My smile.
Okay, oh. I can see that. Yes.
And personality. Just... So it's you know.
Okay, girl. So that's how you be drawing them in, huh?
You know, come on, baby.
Oh, I knew it was there.
Skin.
You know?
Skin. I always get skin from random people. They're like, what's your skin? Yeah. Your it's skin. Like your skin. I'm like, it's oil. It's grease. It's I need to shower. It's
Vaseline.
It's like, yeah. It's a Vaseline. Yeah.
No shit.
No, I get skin. From a guy, I don't know. I don't even feel like guys are intimidated by me. It's crazy. They wouldn't.
I can see that. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I get compliments. They almost don't compliment me to try to get my attention, you know? Like, and that's kind of the way it works for me. I'd rather you talk to me as a person and, like, we get to know each other. And then, I don't know, I'm the aggressor. I just think that's usually how it goes.
So you're masking the energy?
I can definitely like see that. Mm-hmm. But that's good.
Hey, it works for me, so.
It does. And I'm like that, too. I come off pretty strong. And they be like, damn, back up. I'm like, I didn't even say nothing. Like, mm-hmm. What the hell? Like, calm down. You know, they're ready to with me as soon as I step in the room. Because, you know, in this business, you see what's his name,
right? You see headlights.
You saw what's his name. So imagine when I'm here other nights and I'm the only female here. Oh, I'm getting the sandbox. And I'm like, yo, I thought we already passed that. I didn't know I was still dealing with that. You know, it's it's a constant thing. Yeah. Yes. It is. I don't understand with the men. So who's going to answer the unattractive partner?
Oh, you.
Oh, me? Yeah, okay.
I read the question. So.
Okay, so it varies. It'll be varies. I mean, if the attractive partner could be taught and is coachable.
That's not on the post-it.
Don't try to.
You can adjust.
Oh, I know what kind of student card. You was, huh? No. You used to butter up the teacher, huh?
No, but that wasn't limited. That I'm just saying, if it could be coachable, you're saying it's appendix. Average, yeah. You know, so some people could be, you know, some people could learn how to step their game up. It's fine because I know.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If they can.
Now, that's true.
It's not written on the index. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's answering the question because it's an average. So that's the hypothetically, you know. But now, if you have someone, they say average looking, but great personality, and I'm attracted, it could go their way. But I do know if I'm not really attracted to you, I'm going to be like, you know, because it has to be some attraction there. Because if it's not no attraction, then there's nothing's happening. Because
so obviously there's attraction because it says you are having good sex with this person. So whatever made you have good sex with this person, regardless of them being attractive, there's something there.
That's true, because if you're attracted to them, well, if you're having good sex, you're attracted to them. Is it possible?
See, to me, I'm all unattractive and good sex. I don't really give a shit.
But, you know, some people just want their rocks off. This doesn't mean you have an attraction. Some people just want to get it off. You know, just want to, you know.
Oh, that's just like they're saying, like, pussy has no face.
So, but you're saying you're picky, basically. Mom, forgive me. You know?
I mean, I want to be attracted to whoever.
It's their fault that I said that word.
I know me.
So have you, okay, how about this? Have you ever had good sex with an unattractive person?
It has to be some attractive. Some attraction. It has to be some attraction. I don't think I just, if I'm not attractive.
I don't even know what attractive means anymore.
I've definitely had good sex with unattractive people, and I've also had average sex with attractive people, and I prefer good sex with unattractive people because to me, a pretty face only goes so far, and I don't really care about it in the bedroom, to be honest. It's now, more like
is it people
like charisma.
You're actually dating on a regular or just for just
like, I agree sex with only? You.
So that makes a difference. If you're like just having sex only, there's no relationship.
Yeah, we didn't say you were marrying this person. The index was just a would you rather. I wasn't walking down the aisle or nothing. Calm down. Calm down. This is okay. Just a one night fling for all we know.
Yeah, it could be, right?
Whoa, this is how it goes down on the Love Jones show. That's how it goes down on the Love Jones show. So what we're going to do, we're going to take this quick R&B set, you guys. We're definitely going to be right back, and we're going to close out the show. And ladies, you guys are amazing. We'll be right back. Love, Joan.
Crazy over you. to my confession. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep all two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I think I ever had to do. Got me talking to myself, asking how I'm gon' tell you about that chick on part one. I told y'all I was creeping with, creeping with. Say she's 3 months pregnant and she's keeping it. The first thing that came to mind was you. Second thing was, how do I know if it's mine and is it true? Third thing was me wishing that I never did what I did. How I ain't ready for no kid and bye bye to a relationship. Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side, she got one. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. Guess I gotta keep part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so
I don't know.
Trying to figure out when, what, and how I'ma let this come out of my mouth. Said it ain't gonna be easy, but I need to stop thinking, contemplating, be a man and get it over with. Over with. I'm riding in my whip, racing to her place, talking to myself, preparing to tell her to her face. She opened up the door and didn't wanna come near me.
I said, what's up, baby? Please hear me.
My confession, just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick. This by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do. To tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman that I barely even know. I hope you can accept the fact that I'm man enough to tell you this. And hopefully you'll give me another chance. This ain't about my career. This ain't about my life. It's about us. Please.
Just when I thought I said all I can say, my chick on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Man, I'm thrown and I don't know what to do. I guess I gotta keep part two of my confessions. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn, they cried when I got that phone call. I'm so dumb, I don't know what to do but to keep part two of my confessions.
Yo, this is Intellect alongside the very sexy Shy Will here at Love Jones. Tune in for some of the sexiest jams and the hottest talk this evening.
five. One, two, check it out. Let me break it down. One, two, check it out. Follow me, mini, mouth. One, two, break it down. Let me break it down.
This track is nasty like Panaga. But the mommy, I like Joe, but he's sloppy. Dad, Poppy got a brand new bag. For real, I take and kill O'Neal like Shaq. Chad, ask Michael Jackson who's bad. He says I am, but the queen I drag. Dag, I'm bad enough to let my pants sag. I be in Vegas where 702 BS. Give me what I want.
Y'all already know what time it is. It's time for y'all to get real sexy. Grab your girl. It's Love Jones coming up each and every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with my girl, Shy Will. It's real talk conversations, slow jams, and R&B. So once again, grab your girl. Time to cuddle. Get real sexy with the Love Jones Show each and every Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 11 with my girl, Shy Will. Y'all already know.
It's Kari on Sing, and you are now tuned in to...
That's right. This is the Love Jones Show. We've been doing the damn thing. Tonight, we have been talking about benefit of the doubt. We did a 360. We did a Love Jones questionnaire. It has been a night, ladies.
Yes.
I got it. You have got to do a drops for me. We have got to make that happen. You cannot be strangers, okay, to the Love Jones Show. So... ladies, please, feel free. Give us a conclusion of your thoughts of everything that we've spoken about. Give us your opinion. Let us know what you would do. Like, what do you want us to take home? Please, whomever wants to start, feel free. Are we going to be doing alphabetical order?
All right, I'll start. So, yeah, to sum it up to me, I think we talked a lot about flow, energy flowing, making it be consistent, making it be not necessarily the tit for tat, but being, I don't know, what do we say, intentional with your energy give out and what's coming in. Also, we talked about standards and prioritizing those standards. But I think there's something important to that about, you know, you don't necessarily have to hold everyone to a bar so high that's unattainable. However, you should hold them to the same standards you hold yourself. And it doesn't mean you can't be open to the possibility of new meetings and different ways of thinking, and maybe somebody who initially you might want to push back or reject, because sometimes that's just reflecting on what's going on for you and what's happening inside. So be open, be self-reflective, and keep your standards, but be flexible and let it flow. And now I'm going to pass it over to Flo.
Great closing. Just to piggyback. Oh, let me put this here. This is slipping.
Ooh. Oh, girl, let me find it. Flo.
We don't want it to slip. We don't want it to slip out.
So silly. So just to piggyback what Abby was saying is, of course, alignment, work, do the work do the work, life is always teaching us something. So be open to receive what life is teaching you. Be intentional in how you make decisions. Be intentional how you move. Take accountability for your life, your choices, you know, and then you're going to see the magic that, you know, that you spread out when you are accountable for your life, you know, and you show up in the best version of yourself. And just know that, you know, we talked about, like you said, giving people benefit of the doubt. Yeah. At the end of the day, you have to pay attention to the flags. You got to know, like, who you're dealing with, what their capacity, and is it aligned with what you want in your life or what you're seeking? Because if it's not, then you have to make an executive decision in your life to either love people from away, from afar, mm-hmm. you know, or allow them to be in your space, because mm-hmm. that itself is a privilege. Mm-hmm. So just be great. You know, I enjoyed tonight. Thank you again, Shy, for having us here, dropping some nuggets for the audience. And we just want you guys to just, you know, get excited about your life, because we on Excitement Radio. You know, so I'm across the board, all social media, and so you can connect. If you have any questions, you want to connect, I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a night we've had tonight. Oh, Lord. Okay, let's see. What can I get crack-a-lacking up in here? Stop looking at me!
We looking.
We looking. Okay, I know she's like, and I'm thinking of the big hair. She said, "I don't have the big hair.
I don't have the cushion. That was what's happening. So I got no hair. I shaved the side of my head with dog clippers because I couldn't get a hair appointment.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay, let's see. It's not every day you get to be on TV. Okay, let me sum this up. Okay. So I just feel like when it comes to the benefit of the doubt, if your doubt lets you down, that's your fault. Nobody told you, because you have already had doubt in your mind about this situation. But at the same time, it's okay if you consider something or someone to be a benefit of doubt and you've gave them a chance or gave it a chance, because this is how you're really going to know if it was meant to be or if it worked out. I feel like you have to take chances in your life, because we take chances all the time. When we walk outside our door, we take chances in these situationships. You know, we take chances with these new people that we meet. So why not take chances on people that you already know? And maybe you feel like something good is going to happen, but it doesn't happen. But just know that you're going to be the only person that you could be mad at, and no one else. But it is okay. I feel like everybody deserves a fair chance. People do change. You have to be able to grasp at life, because remember, we all have had our backgrounds of things that we've done, and we have our skeletons too, but it ain't nobody's business, because we're not talking about me. We're talking about the general public. So, benefit of a doubt, you know, it's to each his own. It's totally up to you. I don't feel like it's a yes, it's a no. It's all how you feel with this person. I feel like you just take your chances in life. And that's just the way it's supposed to be. You'll never know. Because if you sit around and keep saying, damn, I wish I would have or could have, you're better off taking the chances. Because at least you'll be that old person that everybody wants to be around, because you got all the great stories to tell everybody because you took your chances. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. I ain't going to be that boring ass old lady. No, I'm not. I'm going to be that fun lady, because I'm going to have something to talk about. Because we know those older people in our family or people we've known for a long time, and you find them to be interested. Like, damn, you did all that? For real? Like, so, you know, it's okay. Take your chances. Have a good time. Thank you, ladies. You've been amazing. Thank you so much for everything. You know, we done been through the grapevine tonight, and we've had a good time. And listen, you guys are amazing. We'll definitely have to do a part two of this, because I think there's so much other things that I do want to get, you know, deep into that we haven't gotten a chance to, because there's not enough time. 2 hours is not enough time to speak about what we could have talking about with this subject matter. How do you feel?
Agreed.
Agreed. Also, there's more naughty questions in the martini glass that we need to answer. So.
Yes, so we definitely going to keep that hostage with us at the Love Jones Show. Ladies, again, thank you so much. Let people know who you are, where they can find you.
So, again, I am Abby Ballin. You can find me at A Ballin Comedy or A Ballin Photo on Instagram, Abby Ballin everywhere else, and I'm around, so check me out.
And I'm Flo Gaspard, so yeah, I'm across the board, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Clubhouse, so let's connect.
Let's connect. Shout out to you, Ben Hop, you know, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. So, of course, you know, listen, go ahead, get your tickets for the 5th Annual Love Jones Live R&B Dinner Party for Saturday, February 12, 2022. Tickets are on sale right now. And anytime that you miss a show on the Love Jones Show, it's okay. Go to any streaming platform, type in Shy Will Love Jones Show. Keep up with the show. You know, you can drive to work and listen to my show. Drive from home and listen to my show. You know, if you can't catch me live. And you can also follow the Love Jones Show page on all social media. That's LoveJones. SHOW. And you guys, thank you so much again. And this is the Love Jones Show. On a count of three, can we say Love Jones? Is it possible? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like how you said that. I don't know you like that. I don't know you like that.
Oh, you're gonna.
I don't know you like that. No, she didn't, y'all. Okay. So, in a count of three, can we say Love Jones? 1, 2, 3.
Love Jones.
Yeah, y'all sound like a singing group. Good night.
Good night.